You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Blue Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Brett Maness leading things off here in the second for Mountain Home. And he's up there with a 2-1 count now. 2-1 to Maness, followed by Harris and Jones here in the second for Mountain Home. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Mountain Home set four men to the plate in that first inning. Got a runner to first with no outs and couldn't score. Next pitch from Morton is high, and the count's full, 3-2. Next pitch is inside, ball four. Maness is on. Second inning in a row, Mountain Home has had that leadoff hitter on. That will bring Dodge Harris to the mound. He's handling the duties at second base this evening. First pitch from Morton on the outside corner, taken for a strike. Maness, the runner at first, a throw over, gets by the first baseman, and Maness is not going to run. Didn't have a chance to get up quick enough, and first baseman over to pick up the ball. So Maness stays at first. Morton set again, the pitch home. Popped up, foul territory, back towards the screen. The catcher gives chase, but Giesler cannot get there. So it's 0-2. Maness leading things off with the walk. He runs at first. Next pitch to Harris. Bounces up there, gets away from Giesler, and that will enable Maness to move to second. So the wild pitch, and Mountain Home with a runner at second now with no outs for the second inning in a row. Let's see if they can take advantage of this one. Here's the 1-2 to Harris, and he fouls it down the right side, chased one and managed to get the bat on it to stay alive. Here's the next delivery. Popped him up on the infield, and the pitcher, Morton, will make the catch for the first out. So Jackson Jones, the Mountain Home first baseman, will step to the plate. Maness at first, and one down here in the top of the second inning. We are scoreless. Morton set, never looks at the runner. The pitch behind Jones, another wild pitch. This one goes all the way to the backstop, and that enables Maness to get to third. So back-to-back wild pitches here in this inning for Morton and Mountain Home with a runner at third. Want to know the count to Jones. Morton will come set. The pitch home is a strike. He took it on the outside part of the plate. Next Orton ready again, and this one misses low and outside for ball two, 2-1. Orton ready to work again, that 2-1 on the way. Grounded foul down the third base line. Boy, Jones got around on that one. Hit it hard, but it was a little early. So the count's now 2-2. Big breaking ball and just missed. Those Jasper fans wanted that call. Big curveball that time for Morton. The count's full 3-2. First time we've seen that one. Jones again turning on a fastball and rips it foul down the third base line. So we're still 3-2. July Stone waiting to bat next here for Mountain Home. Runner at third and one down. Here's the pitch. It's inside. Ball four. Runners at the corners now for Mountain Home.
July Stone.
Manus at third, Jones at first, one down, and Stone steps in here for the Blue Storm. Morton set, the pitch is high. Ball one to Stone. Rickman waiting to bat next for Mountain Home. Set pitch. The runner at first is going. The pitch is high. The throw to second bounces to the shortstop. Not in time. Jones has a stolen base. So now two men in scoring position. Let's see if Stone can deliver here. The 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Morton set. Bunt up the first baseline. Good bunt. Morton looks home. No play there. Goes to first. Great job as Stone gets the sacrifice down. And he picks up the RBI with the sacrifice bunt.
Catcher number four, Keegan.
Against Manus home, the Mountain Home strikes first. Jones moves to third. Two outs now, and that brings Rickman to the plate. Rickman will bat with the runner at third and two down here. Let's see if he can come through. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Morton has it. That will end the inning. But Mountain Home comes up with a run here in the second inning. Great sacrifice bunt by July Stone. So we head to the bottom of the second. It's Mountain Home 1, Jasper 0. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
We move to the bottom of the second inning. It's Mountain Home 1, Jasper 0. Jasper will send the 5-6-7 hitters up this inning. Isaac Day will lead things off, the center fielder. And he's hit by the pitch. Curveball, and Day stands there and takes it, and he reaches first. So the leadoff man on for Jasper here in this second inning, Ian Giesler, the catcher, will come to the plate now for Jasper. Jordan will throw to first, runner back in plenty of time as Day dives back in over there. Jordan checks the runner a couple times, throws over again. Day with a decent lead over at first. Right on the edge of the cutout. He's going. Pitch is hit in the air to left center field. This may drop. This could be trouble. It is. It's a base hit. The runner has to stay at second as the ball is in shallow left center field. So the first two men have reached this inning for Jasper. Runners at first and second. Brings Nate Johnson, the first baseman, to the plate for Jasper. He bats from the left side. Pretty good speed on the bases. You got Day at second and Giesler at first. Jordan with a long stare at second. The pitch home. Curveball that misses for ball one. 1-0 to Johnson. Jordan gets the sign he likes. He'll check the runner and throw to first instead. First and second here for Jasper. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. Next pitch, low and outside for ball two to Johnson. Ernie waiting to bat next year for Jasper. He turns and wheels towards second. Nobody was there to take the throw, but Day was scrambling back towards the bag. Next delivery on the way is hit in the air, foul, left side and out of play. 2-1, the count to Johnson. Earlier today, Atlantic Shore, New Jersey beat Bismarck, North Dakota 9-3. Tri-Valley, California over Belgrade, Montana by a score of 10-0. Next pitch is in the air, left side, foul. And this one's out of play as well. It's 2-2. Game just before this one, Eagle Pass, Texas, a 4-1 win over Tri-County, Arkansas. Here's a pickoff throw to second. Oh, they had him, and shortstop couldn't quite hang on to it. It was a throw that was low from Jordan, and Ellison couldn't quite hang on to it. They had the runner picked off. What big lead to second by Isaac Day. I think he's off even a little further now, even after that close pickoff move. The pitch home is high, and the count's full, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2. Instead, Jordan wheeling towards second. No throw made. The pitch home, the 3-2 is high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Hit batter, a single, and a walk. And the first three have reached for Jasper here in this second inning. Tanner Ernie is the second baseman waiting to bat next. The Catcher Rickman goes out to talk things over with his pitcher, Jordan. Here's the pitch to Ernie. Popped him up into shallow center field. The shortstop goes out and makes the catch. First out of the inning. Gus Heichelbeck will come to the plate now for Jasper. He's the third baseman. Bats from the left side. Sacks are jammed with one down. Pitch is foul, left side, it's out of play. A 1-1 to Heichelbeck. Sheeter waiting to bat next. A 1-1 to Heichelbeck. Here's Jordan's next pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Only play is going to be first. A run will score, and we're tied at one. A slowly hit ground ball to the second baseman, Harrison. He had to go to his left. The only play he has was to first, and Heichelbeck gets an RBI ground out. Ties the game at one. So runners at second and third now for Jasper. Two down, and Sheeter is at the plate. That one's hit foul down the right side. It's out of play. On one, the count to Sheeter. Top of the order with Morton waiting in the on-deck circle. Second and third, two down. Pitch is outside. 1-1 to Sheeter. The first three reach this inning for Jasper. Day, the hit batter. Giesler with the single. Johnson the walk. A pop-up, and then Heichelbeck back brings home the run with the ground ball. That pitch on the outside corner. It's 1-2 now. Trenton Jordan is a pitch away from ending the second inning. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball hit in the air, left side, and out of play. So the count remains 1-2. Giesler, the runner at third. Johnson runs at second. Again, the 1-2. Curveball misses low. At home fans wanted the call, but it was caught almost on the ground. You're not going to get that call. 2-2 to Sheeter. Jordan set again. The next pitch. Fastball foul back out of play. So the count remains 2-2. Both these teams 0-2 in pool play. Loser is pretty much not going to have a chance at all to get out of pool play. Top three out of the five advance. Next pitch inside, and it's ball three. So the count is full now, 3-2. Mount Home fans trying to make a little noise here. They want to see Jordan end the inning right here. Here comes the 3-2. High and outside. It's ball four, and the bases are loaded once again after the two-out walk. Now we go back to the top of the order. This is Cody Morton at the plate. He flew out to right field to start the first inning for Jasper. Bases loaded, two down, one run in. We're tied at one here in the second. The pitch to Morton. Hits it in the air, foul territory, right side. Jones giving chase, and he'll run out of room. Hustle. So it's 0-1 now to Morton. You've got Giesler at third, Johnson at second, and Sheeter, after that two-out walk, stands at first. Morton's ready, and now Jordan ready. The 0-1 pitch. And for a called strike, it's 0-2. Again, Jordan a pitch away from ending this second inning. Here comes the 0-2. Misses high with it. 1-2 the count to Morton. They went up the ladder that time, trying to get him to chase a little bit. He wouldn't. So now it's 1-2. Rickman sets up on the outside corner. The 1-2. Foul, right side. Good piece of hitting by Morton. Foul that one off. Two hits so far for Jasper in the contest. Mount Home does not have a hit yet. They didn't get a hit last night. That's seven innings in a row with that one. Actually, I think it's more than that. I have to go back and look at Thursday night's book. Here comes the 1-2. Foul back again. Good piece of hitting here by Cody Morton. Continues to battle up there. Jordan set again. Here again comes the 1-2. And it's going to get past the catcher. The runner not able to advance. Pitch was outside. It's now 2-2. Looking back at Mountain Home, it's been 13 innings without a hit. Here comes the 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Ellison, has it. Long throw to first is in time. So, Jordan able to keep the damage to just one run. Jasper leads the bases loaded at the end of two. We're tied at one. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.